to be in midweek service to go before the Lord in prayer. Let's stand and go before the Lord in prayer.
Begin to worship our risen Savior and King Jesus Christ. We're excited to have royalty in the building tonight, and we want to see the living God absolutely move in this service, have his way in our heart, soul, and spirit, to absolutely be magnified and glorified in this service tonight. Father God, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity to be here, to worship you, to praise you. We thank you, Lord, for health, for strength, for healing. And we ask you, Father God, to continually move in our lives, move in our hearts tonight. We thank you, Father God, for the opportunity to hear your word tonight. We ask you, Lord, to let your word go forth in anointing and power. And we ask you, Lord, to let your word have free course tonight. Touch hearts, touch minds, touch souls. And let the souls of men and women be one and turn into a reality of Christ tonight. We ask you, Lord, to do all of these wonderful things. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. We serve a good God tonight. We're going to turn to page 465. We're going to sing that song, At Calvary. Help me out tonight. Years I spent in vanity and pride, caring not my Lord was crucified, knowing that it was for me he died on Calvary. Mercy prayer was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. By God's word at last my sin I learned. Then I trembled at the law I spurned. Till my guilty soul imploring turned to Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Now I've given Jesus everything. Now I gladly own him as my King. Now my righteous soul can only sing of Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Sing about that mercy again, come on. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Sing it again. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Let's sing verse 4 again. Oh, the love that drew salvation's plan. Oh, the grace that brought it down to man. Oh, the mighty gulf that God did span at Calvary. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Let's sing it from our heart tongue. Mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Let's do it two more times. Mercy there was great. Jesus was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Mercy, mercy there was great and grace was free. Pardon there was multiplied to me. There my burden so found liberty at Calvary. Worship the Lord tonight. We got a debt we cannot play to the Lord Jesus Christ. It says mercy there was great and grace was free. I'm telling you, it was free for us, but it wasn't free for him. He paid the ultimate price. He gave it all. You're talking about somebody that paid a price in blood for a population that didn't even know what he was doing. For people that was there scorning and mocking them. You know what? I thank God that he loved us because he looked at us even in the midst of our sin, in the midst of our filth, in the midst of our undoneness. And he said, you know what? I can do something in that one's life. I can do something in the other one's life. Fill in the blank and put your name right there and say, I can do something in that life, in the other life. God has a divine plan for us, and we have not lived one day. You can live 100 years old and not live in the divine plan of God, and you would have never lived one day in this life. Thank God for all that he's done on Calvary, amen? Let's turn to page 298. You know, we can never get over familiar with the love of God, with the holiness of God, just all that he done for us. He's a holy God, and he's a good God, and he loves us. Page 298, leaning.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how sweet to walk in this pilgrim way, leaning on the everlasting arms. Oh, how bright the path grows from day to day, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so dear. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting.
Sing it again.
Leaning, 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 all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting.
Let's do verse 3 again.
What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning, leaning, leaning on the everlasting arms.
Worship the Lord tonight. Turn your fears into faith tonight. You know, I heard a man describe fear as negative faith. It means that you have more faith in the negative outcome than the outcomes of the word of Almighty God. You think about it. You're going to believe something in this life. You may as well believe something that's going to profit you, and that's the word of the living God. You can have faith in the word of God, or you can have faith in negative things or negative circumstances standing around. I don't want to look at what's standing around. I want to look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. God is a good God tonight. You may be seated. I'm thankful that we can rest. That word leaning is a posture of rest. And we can rest in the goodness of God. We can rest in the presence of God. You know what? We need to, at times, get in the presence of God. Call on that name of Jesus. It's power in the name of Jesus. He begins to draw nigh to those that draw nigh to him. And I'm telling you, I don't care what the enemy does. There are times the enemy will bombard your mind with anxiety, with fear, with this could go wrong, that can go wrong. You cannot look at that stuff. It will absolutely drain you. If we look at things, we will absolutely be distressed. But if we look at God, it doesn't matter what things are happening around us. As that song said, we got to make it come alive. We can have peace in Almighty God. At this time, we're going to worship the Lord in our giving tonight and give a good offering as unto the Lord, paying our tithes and our offerings. What is tithe, preacher? Tithe is a tenth of our earnings. We give that off the top. The Bible calls it the first fruit. God is the one that empowers us to get wealth. And he said, you know what? Prove me by faith and see that I'll pour out a blessing upon you. So we do it as in obedience as unto the Lord. And God blesses the fruit of our storehouse. You can give online tonight. On our Facebook page, hit the Shop Now button, or you can go to our webpage at myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. Again, that's myntcc.org/Brooklyn, New York. You can also Zelle at ntccny@gmail.com, or you can text to give at 718-637-3574. Again, that's 718. Excuse me. The text to give number is a different number. It's 347-229-9933. Again, that's 347-229-9933. And the Zelle is ntccbrooklynny@gmail.com. Thanks in advance for your giving tonight. Father God, Lord, we thank you for this opportunity to give to you a portion of that which you've given to us. We ask you right now to bless both the gift and the giver. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you for your giving tonight. Let's have a good time in the Lord and prepare your heart to receive of the word of God tonight. Be praying and seeking the face of God, even as the preaching is going forth, that God will have his way, accomplish his purposes in your life, in your heart, in your destiny. Amen. God bless you tonight. Thank you.
Truly, he is worthy to be praised tonight. Every name, every knee, no doubt shall bow. Every person, every individual will have to confess that Jesus is Lord. And we pray to let him be great in your life. Let him be awesome. Let him be majesty. Let him be supreme ruler of your life. You'll see great things come to pass in your life. You'll see great things happen as you serve and live for him. I'd like to say thank you for your giving again this evening. Thank you for your giving. Continue to support the work of the Lord, those in person here and online. Continue to support the work of the Lord. We say greatly say thank you and to for you and your giving, your support. And not only that, but it's for your own blessing. It's for your own blessing as you continue to give that way. We want to share with you again. We hope to get some cameras set up here probably a screen as well, so we can have the lyrics as we go along the way. And so be praying about that and giving us unto the Lord for that. Again, as we hope to have that set up and share with you about, it's going to probably cost about anywhere from $50 to $60 to have internet in the church, so we can go have the more our service broadcast like it is during the Bible studies and online broadcasts only, and so that we can have our scriptures and various things set up and some graphics set up. So it's probably gonna be about $60 a month or so for the internet to be here, and again the camera system probably gonna be, depends on which one we get, but we hope to get that set up real soon, amen, over the next few weeks here, days, if not, again, we're going to look into it and see which one's the best, so we can have a better broadcast, sir, again, various angles. I got two angles here, one this way, one this way, one that way, amen, to show you folks in here praising the Lord as well every now and then, amen, so it'll be a blessing, no doubt. We're thankful to God today. I want to reach for you out of the book of 1 Samuel this evening, 1 Samuel chapter 13. 1 Samuel 13, I'll give you two verses of scripture this wonderful evening. And be mindful again of our Sunday morning as well. Sunday morning, let's have an awesome time. Don't just make last week a one-time event. But again, come on now, make it a part of your lifestyle as well. So come on back and be with us again this weekend. Let's look at it. The Bible says, "And Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord thy God, which he commanded thee, for now would the Lord have done established thy kingdom upon Israel forever. But now the kingdom shall not continue, thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord has sought after a man after his own heart. And the Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept that which the Lord commanded thee." And I want to reread verse 14 again. The Bible says, "But now thy kingdom shall not continue. The Lord hath sought him a man after his own heart. The Lord hath commanded him to be captain over his people, because thou hast not kept the commandments or the things which the Lord has commanded." Amen. Then for a little bit more, I'll give you another verse of scripture in the Gospel of Mark as well. Gospel of Mark 29:30-31. Jesus answered and said, "The first of all of the commandments is this: The Lord our God, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God. Thou shalt love him with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." Let's read it again, verse 30. "And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment." For a little bit, I'm going to use this about give your heart to God. Giving your heart to God. Reverend, you open us in prayer, please.
Amen. Father God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for your presence, for your power. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege to be in your house tonight. The privilege, Lord, to be in your presence and to have you here with us in service tonight. We thank you, Lord, for our pastor. We ask you, Lord, to let a fresh unction of your spirit fall upon him as he ministers the word that you burn into his heart. And we ask you, Lord, to give us hearts, Father God, to consider your word tonight, to hear your word tonight, to take heed how we hear tonight, and to apply the word to our lives. We ask you, Father God, to give us hearts, Father God, to have obedient hearts to the commandments of God, to the word of God. But more than anything, give us a heart, Father God, that's absolutely in love with you. We ask you, Father God, to accomplish your divine purposes in this service. Save tonight. Fill with the Holy Ghost tonight. Draw us to a greater level in our walk with God tonight. Heal tonight. Whatever your people have need of, miracles of deliverance, whatever, financial miracles, as we seek the most important thing, you, loving you and loving your kingdom. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Giving your heart to God. We think about the heart as it was really blown away. Really didn't think about that. See, it was brought up when I first started coming to church. The pastor got up there and said, "Your heart is not here." We call this our heart. But he said, really, the heart is here. The heart is here. He said, this is just a pump. Naturally, it's through science, and naturally, it is a heart. We call it the heart. But the true heart of man, the true heart of man is that mind and soul, amen, that he, and this thing up here, mind, no doubt, the heart, And we think about this as we go forward in this service. Think about, again, you may hear about it, again, what the heart is, not outside of the natural pump that we talk about. Again, we sometimes you may hear that statement about, do you have any heart? Do you have a heart? Do you have a heart? My wife says that to me a lot. Do you have a heart? Yes, I have a heart. Men are just built different. How's that? We just built different. And so do you have a heart? And meaning, again, do you have any feelings about this thing? A term used, questioning one's love for something. Coaches may say, put some heart into it. You're playing with no heart. In other words, a commitment or effort towards something, if you think about that. Again, we think about it. As I was getting ready in the bathroom, I was really, this message just dropped in my heart. Hey, man, how's that? In my heart, really just right leading up to getting ready to leave this afternoon. And I went into the bathroom, and my wife was there, and she said she was reminiscing about, it's hard to believe that, I hate to bring it up, but 2 years from, it'll be a two-year anniversary, again, before our beloved sister has gone on to be with the Lord. 2 years in heaven, man, that's an awesome time, brothers and sisters, amen? But I shared with her, I told her and I told my wife, and I remember, you may not even remember this, but I said, man, she had done something one time, and it really, as you see, touched my heart. It really touched my heart. And so just some little things that she would do, and little, just had a desire to do something for the kingdom of God. And I said, man, it touched my heart. And that old phrase came to my mind, a heart for God. And I failed to do it at the memorial, but I wrote a song. I think I told it. I think, man, I told you guys that. And I put some lyrics together. But, hey, man, don't knock me for my lyrics. NFL days, amen. But stay with me, folks, amen. It's really, it's called A Heart for God. It says, I wasn't supposed to make it. I wasn't supposed to be here. The doctor said I wouldn't live long. They told my family to fear. He says, the odds were against me according to man, but this thing inside of me was made by God's own hand. I was given a heart for God. That's the chorus. I was given a heart for God. A heart for God. Look beyond the surgical scars. Lord, my life is in your hands. My heart is where you are. I was given a heart for God. I was given a heart for God. Intentionally made, imperfect or odd, but this heart is a heart for God. This heart is a heart for God. Every step I take, every beat it makes, everywhere I go, I want the world to know. Dedicate your heart. Dedicate your heart to God. I was given a heart for God. It's a chorus. I was given a heart for God. I was given a heart for God. It's because of the crimson flow. By his grace, his love he showed. All your sins let go. And then went on and says, it says he can save your soul. Give your heart. Give your heart to God. And that's a pre-draft. I wanna maybe put that in a plaque or something. We'll see. But I thought about that, a heart for God. See, it really touched my heart. She had a heart for God. A heart for God. And it just hit me. And I wasn't even thinking about her. When she said it this afternoon, she said, you know, this is coming up on 2 year anniversary. I said, yeah, man. And she didn't even know I preached about giving your heart to God. And I said, man, I want to eventually reveal this thing. Hey, man, I got to copyright that thing. So you folks won't try to steal my lyrics. How's that? Right? I got to put a copyright on it. Is it copyrighted, Victoria? How do I get officially made? Stay with me, folks. It's like, amen, amen. But giving your heart to God. And so whether it's a coach saying, put some heart into him. Again, the King Saul is from our text here. King Saul and really was pointing to, it was going to be shifted. The attention was going to be shifted to King David. And so Saul had been told these sad words by the apostles, the prophet Samuel. The prophet Samuel came to him in Samuel 1:13. He says, Samuel said to Saul, thou hast done foolishly. Thou hast not kept the commandments of the Lord.
Saul, the Bible talks about how that he was anointed the first king of Israel. The first king of Israel, you go back a little history here, the Bible says that Israel wanted a king. They wanted a king like the other nations, like the Egyptians and the Syrians and all these folks all around the region. They wanted a king. They wanted somebody they could see. And so the Bible tells us, and so they constantly hammered and hammered at the prophet. They kept hammering at the prophet, and naturally they kept calling out to God, asking for a king. And naturally, God really was against it, and really Samuel tried to dissuade them as well, because they were getting direction from Almighty God. They were getting direction from God to the prophet to lead the people, and no doubt to, and he raised up judges, various things, how to direct the people. It's nothing like the instructions of God speaking to you. And so, but no, naturally God gave them their desire, and the Bible says that they gave him Saul, and Saul naturally was a king, and he didn't last long because he had a heart condition. A heart condition where, again, his heart was elsewhere. The Bible says he had a foolish heart. As the Bible says, he had done foolishly. He had a rebellious heart, a proud heart, a divided heart, a hardened heart. Does everybody follow that? And so you think about these things, and so the man he rebelled against God's word, and so God says, no, I need a man that is after my own heart. Amen. He said, I'm gonna you've done foolishly, Saul. He says, and therefore your kingdom will be given to another. He says, and now thy kingdom shall not continue. He says, but I saw after a man after my own heart. And there was a man that God had raised up named King David. Reverend preached not too long about them, about King David. Again, how his heart was a heart after God. You read about him as a little boy, a young man, how he would go out into the field, and he would, many of the Psalms was written by him because he was worshiping God out there in the field tending the sheep. All alone with God. And my friend, when you feel like you're all alone with God, that quiet time, that late night hour time, he was out there praising God. He had a harp and he would play and worship and sing as unto the Lord. He was a harp. Perhaps God heard his song. God heard his prayers. God saw his need. And as a result, God said, hey, that's my man, he's really trying to get a hold of me. His heart, a heart to heart talk with God. How's that? Amen. And in our lives today, sometimes you got to have a heart to heart talk with God. Amen. And I can imagine David having a heart to heart talk with him night in and night out. Brothers and sisters, today, let's continue to connect with God. Amen. Let's be men and women after God's own heart today. Amen. Again, another heart condition is a closed heart. And so Saul had a closed heart. My friend, today I would pray that you would open up your heart to God today. Open it up and give it over to the Lord, our God. Give it over to the Lord, our God today. Let him in and let him live in you this day. I'm telling you today, a heart given over to God today. Again, instructed by God and led by the Spirit of God, led by his word, led by the power and authority of Almighty God today. And so this same man David, God used him in a mighty way. God allowed him to defeat many enemies, great victories in his life. He saw great things happen, great, raised up a great kingdom, and saw great things. He's still considered today by Israel the greatest king in their history, and so on and so forth. He had a heart, again today, looking and desiring to be and please the Lord. Amen. And so the verse of the day today happened to pop up, and it works here. The Bible talks about in the book of Proverbs, one of the verses of the day that we put on the post there was, he says, my son, give thine heart and let thine eyes observe my ways. This is Solomon speaking now. This is the son of David. So naturally, David passed it on to his son Solomon. He wanted his son to serve God. Solomon didn't know how to run the kingdom, he says, well, this is one thing you do, is live for God, son. Solomon, if you want to do anything for the kingdom, for God, if you want to be successful, follow and set your heart towards the Lord. And so naturally, somehow, some way, Solomon had some of that in him to where he broke the book of Proverbs. And now he was trying to pass it on to his son. He wrote it here. He says, my son, give your heart. And that's really the title, is that give your heart to God. That's the greatest choice you could ever make today. A heart given over to Almighty God. Let not thine hind, let thine eyes observe the ways of me today. He learned of Moses' law. He learned of the laws of Moses and endeavored to live the laws of Moses. In the book of Deuteronomy, again, this is one of the ones, really the one that Jesus even quoted. He says, and now Israel, what doth the Lord thy God require of thee? But to fear the Lord thy God, walk in all of his ways, love him, and serve the Lord thy God with all thine heart. Amen. He says again, let's give it, go through it again, to walk with him in fear. Again, not a fearful heart, out of terror of various things, but a fear and a reverence for God, a reverence and a love for God, a heart that's humble before the Lord, to walk in the fear of the Lord, to walk in his ways, our hearts towards him, our hearts lifted up to him tonight. He says, and to love him with your heart. Many times that love is a symbol of a heart. You think about that. It's the love symbol is a symbol of, you want to let somebody know you love him. Many times you may just simply draw a heart. These emotions nowadays, man. And so they send up emojis to God. Send up some emojis to God tonight. If you're watching online, whatever the case may be, some emojis to God and say, God, we love you. Jesus, that's a song they sing. Jesus, I love you because you care. Jesus, I love you and I love you. I love you. A heart for God tonight. He says, serve the Lord and serve him with all your heart. That's everything. Brothers and sisters, today, as we give our lives and our hearts and our souls to him, I'm telling you, we guarantee to see blessings fall. Amen. True believers, we put our best foot forward, going forward in our lives. Let's put some heart in it. Amen. Back to the coach. He said, put some heart in it, team. Fight with your heart. Amen. Put some efforts and energy in it. Put some compassion in it. And church today, let us do the same thing for this community. Let's have a heart for this community. Let's have a heart for this city. Let's have a heart for the world today. Amen. A heart for the lost today. Let's have a heart for the lost men and women today as we take on the heart of God today. As I like what they, one of the things that she used to do, it didn't mean to be a memorial service for Sister Mary, man. But I was thinking about it. They started a Facebook page. Many of you are watching because they decided, when they came here, they decided to start a Facebook page. Yes, yeah, so what do you think about this pastor starting a Facebook page? I said, all right, well, let's do it. A little nervous about it because I ain't never really preached online like this, live and direct. And so, but one of the things that was in the comments, I like what they said, a city in the heart, a church in the heart of the city, a church in the heart of the city. And it really is. We located at 334 Ashford Street on the border of Brooklyn and Queens, right smack dab in the middle of both boroughs, in the heart of this thing. We're in the thick of it. One man said, well, you ever think about moving your church out to Long Island somewhere? I said, man, I want to be in the thick of that thing. I want to be in the heart of it. I want to be in the heart of the city. Amen. And really having a heart for the people. Brothers and sisters, my friend today, you watching the service tonight, you looking at a church, no doubt, that loves you and cares for you because God cares for you. And we endeavor to show you the love of God. We endeavor to show you again today that Jesus loves you tonight. He cares for your soul. He cares for your condition. He loves us beyond being loved ourselves. That's why he sent his son Jesus, because he loved us so. He loved the entire world, and whoso will believe in him should not perish tonight, but shall have everlasting life. My friend, God loves you. We love you today. Come on out and be a part here. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Amen, amen. And so we look at this today. He says, serve the Lord with all your heart. Brothers and sisters, let's put our best foot forward. You see, Saul, he didn't put his best foot forward. Again, God had told him one time to go to war. He told him, he said, I want you to go down there and kill the Amalekites. The Amalekites, James, was a bad bunch of dudes. They came through and amen, they destroyed Israel. They fought against Israel for a long time. When Moses and the children of Israel had escaped Egypt, the Bible says the Amalekites Amalekites came in and they wanted to destroy. You see, every time God is blessing, that was a great thing that God had did on the Red Sea. But as soon as God has won victory, then watch out, because the devil's going to try to come in and mash up everything, as the Jamaicans say. Mash up everything. And so naturally the Amalekites came and they wanted to mash it up. They came and the children of Israel were rejoicing. Moses was rejoicing, singing praises. And the Bible says that they came through and they had to fight that battle. And so naturally it touched God's heart. God was upset in his heart. Naturally Moses was upset. And naturally the armies of Israel was Sam. And God wrote it down and said, we going to have some payback. I ain't going to forget that one. And so naturally when Saul came along, when they raised up a king, and the first thing he told him to do, I said, I want you to go back and kill the Amalekites. Go back and kill the Amalekites for what they did. And so he says, and I want you to kill everything that's moving. Everything that's breathing, animals, children, everything, sadly, everything that was there. He said, I want you to eradicate it. Don't take nothing with you. We just want to wipe it off the face of the earth. And so naturally, but his heart was divided. Back to what I was talking about, his condition, his heart was divided. He wanted to know, naturally he wanted to do, but then he started listening to the people. Can't listen to the wrong voices. We got to have a heart set. Young people today don't listen to the world's crowd and the world's influence. He was influenced. His heart was divided. The influence of the world versus the influence of God. The influence of the world I want to be in, but I want the world at the same time. Again today, you must have your heart totally committed to the Lord today. Amen. And so because he did not do that, he went in there and he started seeing things, and he saw the money, he saw the valuables there, and the people started saying, we can't get rid of this. We can't get rid of that. This is some good stuff. Look at all this gold and silver, these animals. This is too much. He said, God has told us to get rid of everything. Clean slate, clean heart. Amen. God would have blessed them with more if they would have just given it over to God. And then it did it. Amen. For the kingdom. The Bible says, and so after the war, they killed all the people. They kept the king, first of all. They kept the Amalekites king. That was one of the first things they should have gotten rid of, was the king. I think about it, how that, again, they want to end that war over there in Ukraine. They need to go after the head first. Amen. When you go after the head, it can really cause other things to fall apart in a lot of cases. And so he was wanting to cut the head of the snake, as we covered a few days ago. Cut the head of the snake off. And so when you do that, it really causes disruption. And then no doubt everything else to come along, but they kept the king. And then as they made their way back to the camp, the same man, Samuel, he said, "What? How did it go?" He said, "Oh, it was all good. Everything was fine." But then he said, "Well, what do I hear in the background?" I need Herbie here to give me some. Amen. But he says here, I hear bleeding of the sheep. I hear some noise in the background. What's that noise? He said, well, the people said, and they got into his heart. And it really, really messed him up. You got to guard your heart against things that no doubt are attractive, against things that are alluring, against things that, again, we don't need. No doubt that will destroy us. We must obey God. It don't always make sense, does it? It don't always make sense. God, you really want me to stop doing that? Yes. You really want me to cut this off? Yes. You really want me to stop doing that? Yes. Again, we don't always understand it, but God knows what's best for our lives. Let's move on. The Bible says, and so getting fast forward to our text, and that's how we came to this place. Again, long story short, that's how we got to this place. That was strike one, again, for Saul and many other things that came along with them. And the Bible says he rebelled against the word of the God. And so God said, I cannot use this man because his heart is not fully set towards me. A friend today, let's pray for one another. Pray for the people that their hearts will be fully, fully persuaded. Fully all the way in. I believe God's going to do that. I believe God's going to is raising up a group of people. And we continue to pray that their hearts will be set towards God. All the way in for the kingdom of God. Young, old, whoever it may be, any race, any kindred today. No doubt, pray with us that God will turn their hearts. God will turn the hearts of the people. God will turn the hearts of the children to their father. God will turn the hearts of the people towards God. God will just touch the hearts. And that's what God was after, some people that had a heart for him. The Bible goes on and says, and so, again, and he chose David. And as we see here in Proverbs, it kind of worked because it was able to be passed along. And now the message didn't change. He says, my son, and Solomon wrote in Proverbs 23. He said, my son, give thine heart. Give it. Here's my heart today. When you come to Christ, that's one of the prayers you make. God, I give you my heart. I give you my heart. Let my eyes observe him. Another part of Deuteronomy, he told him in one of the messages or the commandments of God was, he said, and the Lord will circumcise thine heart. The Lord will circumcise thine heart. In other words, there's a cutting away of the desires of the world, a cutting away of things that are useless, that will harm us and hurt us. God, cut this away from my heart. Take this out of my heart. And when you pray that prayer of repentance, God, remove this from me. God, forgive me. God, I turn from these things. God, I take things out of your heart. Some things I never thought I would be able to do. But man, it was miraculously done. It was a miraculous surgery by God. The born-again experience, the divine operation of God's hand changes the heart to where, again, we say, those things I used to do, I don't do them anymore. Those things, places I used to go, I don't go there anymore. I couldn't imagine not going there anymore. I couldn't imagine not saying the things I used to say. I couldn't imagine not having the desire to drink and smoke no more. But it was God changing the heart, a born-again experience today, and it was a surgical, a circumcision of the heart. He says, in thy heart of thy seed, the love to love the Lord thy God, and with all of thy heart, is still Deuteronomy here. He says, I tell your seed to love God. Tell your neighbor to love God with all of their hearts and all their souls, and thou mayest live. You haven't begun living until you gave your heart to the Lord. That's true living, my friend, today is when you give your heart to the Lord. He says, you will live because you gave your heart to me. The born again experience, the life abundantly today, a life for Christ today. Again, it may not always seem on the external to the world like this is the life to live, but it is the life to live, brothers and sisters. This is the greatest life, when you've given your heart to the Lord, when you can lay down at night and know that everything is right between you and God, and he cares for you, keeps you every day. Amen. And there's a reward up in heaven waiting on us. That's the life, church of today. We have something to look forward to every day. Amen. The laws wasn't in their hearts. As we see here in the Old Testament, we covered Sunday morning for the Resurrection Sunday, the law wasn't in their hearts. And so it was, they, as we talked about, a form of godliness. A form of godliness. You girls were in the back. Wife was in the back. We talking about Easter. We brought in the Easter rabbits. Say, so we ain't had no Easter rabbits in church. No, we don't. But I shared with them about that hollow rabbit, that Dollar Tree rabbit. Thank God for the Dollar Tree. Amen. We load up. Amen. And a lot of them kids back there eating Dollar Tree rabbits. But you think about this, you bite into that rabbit and it's hollow on the inside. It's a form of godliness. On the outside is a nice piece of chocolate, but on the inside is nothing there. Brother says today we want to have something on the inside. Something on the inside, and many times God was trying to get into the heart. You see, on the outside, the law of Moses was just an external thing. It was something that didn't penetrate the heart, James. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 3, as we try to wrap this up, the Bible says, written not with ink. What God's operation does, it can't be written with ink, my friend, today. Yes, we read it on paper, but again, it's something greater than that. He said, but with the spirit of the living God, not with tables of stone, but in the fleshly tables of the heart. He says today the Ten Commandments written on stone, it didn't penetrate him. He said the written on the book, you can have a big old Bible. Where that Bible go? You can have that big old Bible here. Amen. But if it's not in here, I can try to beat it against my chest and put it on the frontlet of my forehead. But if it's not penetrating that old thick skull, if it's not down in the heart, it will never make a difference. But Jesus came, no doubt, and you ask him in. He goes beyond the skull. He goes beyond, again, the structure of the body and penetrates the heart. Let him penetrate your heart. Let him change your heart tonight. Give your heart to God tonight. As we wrap this up, come on up, Victoria. The Bible says, and Jesus answered him, as we close in the New Testament,
They were asking Jesus all these questions. And the same thing, he took them back to Moses. Jesus answered him and said, the first commandment is to hear, hear, O Israel. The Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart. And with all thy soul and with all thy mind and with all thy strength. This is the first commandment. He said, if we can get that down, everything else will fall in place. If we can get that down, the love for God, having a heart for God, that's what pleases him. He was pleased with David in spite of all David's failures, whatever the case may be. What stands out about David, he had a heart for God. He had a heart. If he did fall, he knew to run back to God. He wasn't going to stay separated for long. He says, man, I broke God's heart. I've broken my covenant with God. Let me get back to God. And we shared it with you many times. Don't stay away from God. You say, I left church, preacher. I can't come back. You can come back. The devil wants you to stay away. But no, come on back like David did. That's what how well, it was like a magnet. Amen. He was like a magnet. You pull him apart, but he snapped right back. Go throughout the book of Psalms. You can see he wanted to be in contact with God. The enemy may try to stretch him away. His own flesh did it away, but something drew him back. He had a heart for God. It drew him in. It connected. It connected with God. That's what God got. He stood out to God because he had a heart connected with God. He connected with God, a heart-to-heart talk, a heart-to-heart relationship. He said in the second name is this, thou shalt love the neighbor, thy neighbor as thyself. And there's none other commandment greater than these. He said, so to love him with all your heart, fall in love with Jesus tonight. Fall in love with Jesus. That's the greatest thing you can do. We pray tonight you will fall in love with God. Fall in love with him more than your spouse, more than your friends, more than our children, more than this old world, more than my mother, my father, more than my neighbor. It starts with a falling in love with the Lord, our God. And my friend, after that, everything else will come into place. Get that straight first. And he says, then you can love your neighbor. Then you can treat your neighbor right, and your neighbor will treat you right. Because you've given your heart to God. He said, it's more than the whole burnt offerings. Loving the Lord is better than burnt offerings. It's better than giving all the money in the bank to the church. It don't matter. Again today, if your heart is not in it. The Bible says in burnt sacrifices. In Romans we close. For me, a verse of salvation. The Bible says, what saith thee? The word is nigh to thee. Even in thy mouth. And out of the mouth the heart speaketh, the Bible tells us. Jesus said, out of your mouth the heart speaks. Let us speak Jesus tonight. Let us call on the name of Jesus. He says, and in the heart that is the word of faith, which we preach, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and thou shalt believe in thine heart. There it is again, in thine heart, believe it in your heart. Do you believe God can save tonight? Do you believe God can make a way? Do you believe God can fill you with the Holy Ghost? Do you believe God can deliver you? Do you believe it tonight with all of your heart? Say, yes, I believe. Yes, I can believe that God can change my way. God can change my outcome today. Believe it with all of your heart. Believe that he's there. He's real. Just as real as you and I are sitting today, he's just that real. His touch is just that real. Amen. His mercy and his grace is real. Amen. The word heaven is real. Hell is real. The Bible is real. It's true. Everything that's happened before, everything that's happening now, and everything in the future is real. I'm telling you today, believe it with all of your heart today. Believe it on the Lord our God. He said, and thou shalt believe with all thy heart that God has raised him from the dead. That's a real, that's real. Resurrection has gone on this past week. Do you really believe it? Man, every time I read, I try to put myself in there. Superbook. Man, they dropped them boys right in the midst of it. And it becomes real. It becomes real.
And amen in the hearts and souls today. Let it be real. When he died on that cross, man, let it be real to you every time you read it. Let it be real to you when you read about David and Goliath. When you read about Saul, when you feel the pain of Saul. Can you imagine he was rejected by God? Can you feel that? Can you feel his pain? Can you feel the brokenness? Can you feel when Adam was lost? He says, Adam, where art thou? God's heart was broken. Let's feel it. It's not just words on the page tonight. It's not just stories we hear. This thing is real. Let it be real in our hearts. The Bible says, love with all he raised, believe that he raised him from the dead, and thou shalt be saved. God is real. You can't tell me. It came too late to tell me. You can feel him in your bones. You can feel him in the spirit. You can feel him all in this house right now. He's real. And for with the heart the man believeth. His last verse. For with the heart man believeth, and unto righteousness. And with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Tonight as we bow heads in reverence to God, let's believe with all of our hearts. Believe tonight if you're not saved. Believe for salvation tonight. Believe that Jesus can save you. Believe he can wash away all your sins. You don't have to go back to it anymore. Believe it tonight. Tonight, believe it. Say, I'm going to be a new man starting tonight. I'm a new woman starting tonight. My life is going to change tonight. Believe it. Believe it. Tonight, believe that you can live a Christian life. Believe you can walk, live, and have victory over sin. Believe it tonight with all of your heart tonight that you can have victory over the devil. Believe it tonight if you're sick. Believe it tonight if you have powerless tonight. Believe tonight that you can be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Believe it. Where you sitting at in the service, where you sitting at in your living room, on the phone, on the train, it don't matter where you're getting this broadcast tonight. Believe it tonight. Believe it. Believe it. I can be filled with the Holy Ghost. Lift those hands on the bus. You may be listening to messages on the bus, listening to it in the shopping mall. Whatever, say, why is this lady lifting her hands right now? Because I believe God's gonna move in my soul. He's gonna move in my heart. Holy Ghost, touch him right now. Touch us all over this building right now, God. Believe tonight that God can have his way in your soul. Believe it with all your heart tonight. God is real, brothers and sisters, tonight. He said, believe it. Believe it tonight you can be healed. Healed of any sickness and disease. I still see the blinded eyes being healed. The lame beginning to walk. I still believe in our brothers and sisters will be healed of their diseases and their ailments tonight. Let's believe it. I believe God can still feel the church. I believe God can absolutely give us the church, a place of our own that we can purchase and pay for. I believe it tonight. I believe beginning today that men and women from all walks of life, the children's church is overflowing. I believe that with us tonight. I believe the choir is overflowing. I believe musicians all over. We're not even going to have enough space for the musicians. Why? Because it's too many. I believe, God, we may again today have to branch off and start other services. Believe it with us tonight. How many gonna believe it with us tonight? Believe tonight. It starts in the heart tonight. David believed. He had a heart for God. He had a heart for God. He believed it. When he faced Goliath, I told him, I'm gonna get you guys home. He faced Goliath. Naturally, everybody was scared. But in his heart, he believed. He said, I've seen God destroy the lion and the bear. I know he can destroy him as well. He believed it. Brothers, day is not too far-fetched. What is said in his word, if we believe it, it can come to pass in our lives. It shall be done. It shall be done. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Let's believe God for some great things. Believe God for this church. Believe God for again the growth. Believe God for men's hearts to really be touched. Believe God's hearts to be changed completely to where they desire no longer the world. God, I pray for those on the border. I pray for those that have been coming, God, on the borderline. One foot in and one foot out. I pray tonight, God, take the desire of the world out of their hearts. Begin to prick their minds, God. Begin to prick their souls, God, to catch on fire. Prick their hearts to turn to the ministry. Prick their hearts to catch, God, the vision, God. Prick their hearts, God, to become soul winners and faithful members and supporters of the church. Touch their hearts, God. Give them a heart for God, Lord. Tonight, make that your prayer. God, give me a heart for God. God, I need a heart for God. From the pulpit to the pew. God, let my heart be towards you tonight. toward you, we pray, for you, made by you, divinely operated on every heart tonight. Have your way. Let's find a place to pray tonight. She began to sing as unto the Lord, a heart given over to God. And you must serve the Lord with all thy heart, thy soul, and thy mind. Give it over to him. Fire for your kingdom. Hearts for you, oh God, we pray. Lord, we thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
God, change hearts as we speak right now. Those away from you, God, mend them, draw them back to you.
Search my heart and search my soul. Thank you.
give it over to God, a heart given to God,
can do great mighty things for the kingdom.
Let us be our hearts filled
with him.
Remove the junk out and let him fill it tonight. We believe in God, not only amongst us, but there are many others that will come on board. You be the next one to come on board. Amen. And let God touch your heart. Fill your heart with all your heart and all your soul, all your strength, all your mind. Live for him. That's the first commandment. First step one is to give your heart. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Continue to pray for our city, our land, community. Amen. And so God continues to move in this lighthouse. And God can surgically touch lives of men and women by the Holy Ghost and by his blood. Amen. Continue to pray for my father as well. He's doing much better. Amen. Maybe be getting released tomorrow. Continue to pray throughout the night. Amen. And so, again, they were truly grateful for the prayers that have gone up. And we seek to believe God. Amen. For divine healing. They were talking about doing surgery, but we went to God in prayer. Amen. And so, they said, it looks like no need for surgery. Amen. So we're thankful for that. Amen. God is a divine healer. Divine healer. So we continue to trust God and we pray tomorrow he'll be released and able to get back to life as normal. Amen. As unto the Lord. God can put things back to normal. Amen. As we trust God and believe God. God bless our prayer. Reverend Justin, would you please dismiss us, sir?
Amen. Father God, Lord, we thank you for your goodness. We thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit. And give us hearts, Father God, to soberly take in the word of God. Give us a heart, Father God, that's totally centered on your will, your purposes. And we ask you, Father God, we know that you've already gone before us and prepared the way for great things that's exceedingly abundantly above anything that we could think. If we could think it, we know that you have greater plans in place to move on it even greater than we can think. And we thank you, Father God, for that. And we ask you, Lord, to let your grace, let your power, your spirit go before us as we step into the things that you have for us. Give us hearts, Father God, that's careful to give you all of the glory, all of the honor for the great things that you have in store that you will do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Have a wonderful night, good people.